none but the hungry heart. 11:22. Heaven fostered faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10, verse 17. Walking in the Spirit, our faith is heavenly, spiritual. Walking in the flesh, our faith is earthly, carnal. Is it the mind of the Father which influences my faith and controls my action? Or is it the order of things around me here? The latter is the world. Faith overcomes the world. The world, in its influence on me, is the rival of God's word, and many a one who knows what faith is for the safety of his soul is nevertheless not safe from the world. It is imperative that the believer knows his position in grace, because grace is the source of all spiritual supply. A man can take unto himself nothing except it be given him from heaven. John 3:27. Everything from beginning to end of the Christian life depends upon a proper faith apprehension of that which the Father has bestowed upon him with and in his own Son in glory. Most growing believers rightly maintain that all must come from the risen Lord. But instead of taking their actual position of being dwellers in heaven and coming from there to earth, they only look up to heaven for help as they walk on earth. And their faith and labours are always influenced and dictated by the condition and order of things on earth. And instead of seeking the mind of the Lord as learned in heaven, they are occupied with the blessings of man on earth. Very little abiding growth and fruit can be known by the believer until he accepts the fact of identification. See Romans 6, verse 6. And to it responds by an attitude of faith. Romans 6, 11. Thus yielding himself to the Holy Spirit for the life of the Lord Jesus to be manifested in and through him. Romans 6, 13. For we walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7.